Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, Your Call to Action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show and the Self-Realization and the Inner Child with my very special cohorts. That's Nadine Searle, Francis, and Julie Gerland, Francois, and Julie Gerland. Thank you so much for coming on and having this beautiful discussion with us as we help you, the audience, to experience the most magical love when the healing of the inner child takes place. That certainly is what has happened for me over the course of my life. Once I healed and was paying attention to nurture my inner child, that has been one of my greatest joys. One of my greatest joys. And it was very painful over the course of the years, but also one of the reasons why I came, and one of the reasons why I can support others in healing their own inner child and showing what's possible, that we can, with our love, with the love of Source, that we certainly can heal the wounds of our past. So thank you, everyone, for coming. I'm so excited about today's show because mm-hmm. We've got the inner child, and then there's the beautiful little inner child, and then we've got the magical child that we're going to be talking about. But there's a couple things first that I want to talk about today. And that is, first, I want to give recognition and honoring to our sponsor. Thank you, Francois, for reminding me before we started. And that is Susan Axelrod. She is the sponsor of this particular series, Self-Realization in the Inner Child. And we thank her so much. And go to Susan's YouTube channel, where she has, where she's building the confidence zone, helping you, the people, to become more confident in your own life and in your business. And that's a powerful way to live, right? And also, you can go check out her website at whatwillyourlegacybe.com, where she also educates and inspires you to create a legacy that you can be proud of, just like we're doing here right now. So that's so wonderful. So whatwillyourlegacybe.com, Susan Axelrod YouTube, go check it out. And you can also see her in our app, which we're going to be telling you about here in just a little bit. So before, when I was getting ready for the call this morning, and I know that Francois and Julie, you are around the world, it's evening. And so here we are in the sacred, precious moment. I was preparing for the call, and I was guided to a verse in my book that I remember exactly when I wrote this verse, and I remember exactly where I was, how I was feeling, when it just effortlessly came onto paper and came out. And this is exactly what we've been talking about here with this series. And I just want to share this part and then hear what your thoughts are about it. So in my book, Peace, the Flip Side to Anger, How I Healed My Life and My Body with the Power of My Emotions and How You Can Too, is available on Amazon. And there's a part where I said, when does the pain stop? After you clear the core wounds, layer by layer, the pain stops. you move into a neutral space within your being. The wounded child, the one who has been crying for your attention all of your life, has now been loved and nurtured by you. The wounded ego has learned to let go of control and trust the higher self to be led from the heart. The victim, after many, many lifetimes of dedicated service, work, and slavery, has been retired and is now free. The addict is no longer looking for something to numb or fill a void, as the addict now has chosen to fill itself with radical self-love. Nothing else will do. The wounded child, the wounded ego, the victim, and the addict are no longer playing parts in your movie.
Very nice. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes. 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 That's, I wanted to share that because this is what we're talking about here, ending the victim cycle, ending the codependency cycle, loving the inner child, letting, releasing and letting go of the lower wounded ego and the addict and the victim. And once we bring our love and release all of those core wounds in our own inner construct, we are now free to live as the magical child and have access to the magical child, which is something that we're going to be talking about today. So how do you want to get started, Julie, Francois? Do you guys want to give us a little bit of background on yourself and then go into the magical child?
That's a very good idea. The magical child, that is absolutely fantastic as a subject. Who doesn't want to be a magical child? We all do. Because why? Because it brings us enthusiasm, joy, creativity, fun, exploration, curiosity, all these things that we need to live a fulfilled life. And indeed, that is us by design. We are actually created to be that magical child. But we're also given the choice, and to either stay in heaven where everything is given, we have everything, or in consciousness to bite that apple and go and explore the shadows. And boy, can that hurt. So it really comes down to choice. So the more you think about the magical child, the more you connect with it. And in actual fact, it's what all the great teachers say that we actually are. So it is the return to source. It's the return to being how we were designed to be. Love is our real nature. We are cosmic beings. And we are powerful creators. We are one with the source. This is unchangeable. This is real. Everything else is changeable and is constantly changing. So if we want to be in that place, then we have to think about it. We have to love it. We have to call it to ourselves. So there's actually a magical balance in those of us who have known the journey into the shadows and into wounds. Yes, you have to do as Cornelia was saying, is go through and unpeel the layers of our wounds and heal them. But on the other hand, to spend time connecting with that which always is, the Christ child. And this in the Christian tradition of the birth of light, the birth of this divine self happens inside each one of us. And in order to attract it, we have to love it and we have to look for it. We have to ask for it. So for me, I had an experience when I was 16 years old At 15 years old, I tried to kill myself, thinking, well, if this is life, no thanks, I'm out of here. And at 16, I had this experience where in the dark night, in the countryside, alone in this big house with my father, my parents had no money. We didn't know where to go. We didn't know how to feed ourselves. And so there wasn't much hope for anything. This light appeared in my room and engulfed me. And for the first time, I experienced feeling absolutely unconditionally loved. Mm-hmm. That love was my nature, connected with everything that is, all the past, all the present, all the future, everything. And a part of this cosmic web of life, which is eternal. So in that moment, I fell asleep. Once I had experienced that, I was in the middle of the night, fell asleep. The next morning I woke up and I was completely changed. And I started to prophesize. I started to tell my father what would happen, how he would get a job, everything would be okay. And I was left at the age of 15 on my own in a country that I didn't know, didn't have connections in, with no money. And I felt completely safe, completely one with life, because that had become my reality. And how do I see it? Is I really see it as these were my real parents who came to claim me. So in that moment, I became the magical child, the one who just knew that life itself put me here. Not me. I don't have to struggle and look after myself because I have these parents who put me here. And Jesus said, my Father who art in heaven. So we have a Father in us who is looking after us, who is providing for us, but we just don't believe. And so the more we just train ourselves, the more we, which was part of the idea of the religions, it kind of got a little bit, you know, perhaps waylaid along the way. But the essential message is that we are children of God, of the source. And if we have parents, if we have a mother who's created and given us our body, we didn't think it up. And our parents didn't either. They were transmitters, but they didn't make it up. So the more we go back to this, well, somebody put me here, and we understand and we feel and we connect and we receive this love, we know that we are loved and we are provided for, then we can drop all this tension we're hanging on to and begin to grow our wings and say, wow, this is cool. I can do this. I'm good at this. Wow, this is exciting. And as we start to grow our wings, we start to go beyond all the limitations that we had given ourselves. And then we get to a point where in our hand, we feel we have a magic wand. We've gained our power. And we're not just the little child who's waiting for mommy and daddy to do it. But we've actually, okay, mommy and daddy is saying, well, we've shown you how to do it. Now you have your magic wand. You do it. You be like us and you do it. And then we become the microcosm in the macrocosm until there is only one. And the microcosm is gone, is only the macrocosm. So this is an incredible journey. And not to get too bogged down, like 100% of the time turning around the things that hurt. Because the more that we do that, the more they hurt. At least put 50%, at least, if not more, I would say 75% of your time and your energy on loving that which is real, whichever way you put it. Mm-hmm. But from a child's point of view, It's the mum and dad. They've turned up. They're the richest, the most powerful, the most loving, and they've come to get you. How cool is that? Maybe they made a switch at the maternity and gave you to somebody else who didn't know how to bring you up. But now they've come back for you. And can we take that in? That actually, yeah, we're part of an incredible universe. We are rich. We are powerful. We are capable. We are with them. Of course, we need them beside us to learn and grow and get the hang of all this, this new life. But it is the real one. And it's the one that goes on forever. The suffering can go on forever, but it's not meant to.
It's a choice. That's a choice too.
Exactly. So that's my thing is, yes, suffering is real.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been through our hell as well. I think that's part and parcel of the healing process, but don't stay there. Touch that for 5 minutes. And yes, it hurts like hell, but then put in the new program.
I think that's an important point, Julie, because, you know, a lot of times people stay in their suffering or they stay in their trauma, they stay in their grief, and they don't come out realizing that they can come out. Especially I see this with people that are spiritual people and that have the tools, and I see them get stuck in that cycle where they stay in the trauma, they stay in the grief, and they, because there, you know, there is a time for it to go in, to feel it, to heal it, to be with it, to observe it, to be present to it, to bring your love to it. 24 to 48 hours would be, you know, that seems to be a natural time. And then it's time to get up and feed the children.
Exactly.
Then it's time to get up and feed the children, and the children that is you, the child that is you. You know, you and I, Julie, we've only met online, just as Nadine and I met online, just as Francois and I met online. So it's interesting. We have a lot of parallels. You talked about, you know, you wanting to commit suicide at that age, and that is how you connected with the Christ child, the Christ energy, and that's, you know, I had similar experience to that as well. And it was also with a suicide, feeling, a suicidal thought that I wanted to kill myself. It was also that. And I, when I was listening to it right now, I was thinking that, again, when we want to die, we want to die to the old life. To the old life, to the old beliefs, to the old ways of feeling, to the old ways of living that is not supporting, that's not loving. That's what we want to die. So for the listener out there, when you're feeling those suicidal thoughts, or you had those suicidal thoughts, or they come into be, realize that you don't want to necessarily kill yourself. What you want to do is you want to kill the pain. And that's really what it is, but really also dying from the old life so that a new life can be born. And that light that you talked about, I had the same thing. I was asleep for 2 days in my experience. And I was looking for God. I was asking for, where are you? Because I need to feel a you. I need to feel you. I need to be at one with you, because I can't find you in church.
Yeah.
I can't find you in the religions, because everything is so hypocritical. Where are you? I'm willing to surrender my life, because I can't stay here if I can't feel you. This, I want to have an intimate relationship with you. So what you're talking about, I understand. And that is what I call the Holy Spirit coming in. When you said you woke up and your life was changed, same thing happened to me. My life was changed. It was completely different. And from that point on, I knew everything was going to be okay.
Yeah, exactly. And it is okay. Because we are okay. You know, there was a book in the 60s, I think, called, or the 70s, called I'm Okay, You're Okay. and we really are. That's the bottom line. Is that's when people ask me about death, and often I just burst out laughing and I say, well, you can't kill yourself even if you want to.
Because that's not true.
It's like, try if you may, because we are pure consciousness. So we just wake up dead, but we're still awake somewhere. And so there only is life. So exactly what you were saying, Cornelia, is that we want to die to this suffering, to this limitation. We die to the caterpillar to become the butterfly. Mm-hmm. And you have to die to that. You can't be a caterpillar and a butterfly at the same time. So there has to be this dying and putrefaction of winter, where all the leaves fall and it all looks like hopeless, and then this becomes the compost, this becomes the nurturing of this other you.
The real you.
The real us that's always been there. It's always been guiding us because it is us. And then little by little, this light says, well, I'm not what somebody told me I was. No. And I used to say, well, so I really don't have to go to school? And this voice would say, no, life is a school.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I don't have to just kind of listen to all this stuff, which just didn't go into my brain. No, you don't. We're free. And we're free to learn in whichever way suits us. This is such a freeing. Why? Because the universe is loving. The universe loves us unconditionally. That takes a while to get that through, but it's worth it. Believe me.
The universe is boss. BOSS. The universe is in charge. The universe is boss. I you know, and like you said, the universe is all loving. And that is true. So we get to experience ourselves and become a match to that all loving energy that already exists.
Exactly. Exactly. And then it's so beautiful. And you just start getting ecstasy and bliss and just filling up with everything that we've always wanted. Instead of thinking it comes from the outside, it's a state, it's an energy, and it actually comes into your body and allows you to feel full. It's like your states where there's nothing that you want. Everything is perfect as it is. And at last you feel, oh, I'm actually being nourished. Because before that, you're always looking. There's always a kind of something's missing, an emptiness somewhere. This is okay, but it's not quite as good as I thought it would be. And then when you start connecting with your magical self and this unconditional love, then you let that nourishment really go in, and it connects with your cells, with the energy that's created your cells in your cells. And you start to really blossom, thrive, and become yourself. And that's something that I wish for every single human being. And do we have to wait and go through the suffering? Well, no, we don't actually. So that's one path, and it's a very useful and fruitful path.
Yeah.
But is it absolutely essential? I don't think so. If we take the Christ child just for a second.
Yeah.
And we take this image that Mother Mary or the cosmic mother gives the perfect conditions for her child to develop. And the father has given the perfect seed for that child to grow. Then that child, let's say we can imagine the Christ child in the manger, and all the love and unconditional, and that the parents are expecting a divine being. And so what if every mother said, my child is a divine being? How many of us have had this from the beginning? Not many.
Yeah, that would be great.
So what if we had that? How different our lives would be today if we were told, you are an infinite soul, you're an infinite spirit, you belong in the cosmos, you are a powerful being, right from the beginning, and you've never heard anything else. You've never heard somebody say, you're mediocre, you're dumb, you can't do it. That's just not part of your life.
Yeah.
Is it possible? Yes, it is.
Yeah, and this is the work that you are doing, is birthing the new humanity. So mm-hmm. I would love to, you know, because we are at the half an hour almost. I would love to hear. I know it's amazing what happened. How fast it goes by, but I know that what we talked about here today has definitely been very, very nurturing and very enlightening for our audience to hear and listen and receive, and the invitation to begin now. And there's, you know, the moment is inviting you into it to start doing that inner work. I want to hear, Francois, do you want to share how people can find you and your work, you and your wife's work on, you guys also have an app that you are.
Exactly. Yes. So we have this app, which is already online, but has not yet been inaugurated. It's being fed with a lot of fantastic content. I mean, it's going to be superb. I said it's going to be, because uh-huh. at the moment it's not really launched. Of course, there is nothing wrong with anyone downloading it from the App Store or from the Google Play. It's called exactly like that, Birthing the New Humanity, with a big B, a big T, a big N, and a big H. And if you search, if you look for that, you will find the app. We also have a birthingthenewhumanity.com, birthingthenewhumanity.com
website,
which is also being worked on, because life is a continuation. That can give you already a good idea of where we are at. There is quite a lot of what we have done with our first conferences. Can you imagine living in the south of France and organizing a conference in the foothills of the Himalayas in India, in a little place called Parampur? It was a bit of a challenge, and we had this amazing conference that was in 2017, followed by another one in India, because we had lots of very interested people in India. So we said, well, let's do it there. So that was the second one, was in Bangalore. Then the third one was also in Bangalore. Then we went online. Then our politicians discovered the COVID, that they call it. And we are doing everything online and at the moment. And it's been very, very rich. I mean, you have noticed that, Cornelia, that you can be like exactly that we are now, online with people. And at the end of the moment, you feel you were in contact, or we were vibrating on the same wavelength. That is wonderful. If I have 1 minute, I would just like to say something to the people who may have been listening to us today and definitely not feeling their magical shite, mm-hmm. wondering what's wrong with them. How come these two beautiful ladies there, you know, they have this fantastic the amazing revelation of who they are, and me, I'm there full of you name it. What's wrong with me? And I'd like to say to them that the state we are looking for is not a state where there is no more pain. It's not a state where there is no more joy or no more happiness. It's a state where we are beyond it, and anyone can experience that. Especially, there is a privileged moment in life is when you go to what you hit rock bottom. Yeah, you have a feeling that it cannot go any further down. I mean, you feel like you are just a nothing. That is a fantastic moment there, to feel inside yourself that there is one part of you which is only observing what's happening and learning, as that's who you are. And this part of you is exactly the same quietness when you are experiencing a top joy, excitement, everything is fantastic, life couldn't be better. This part of you is exactly in the same quietness. And when we learn to look at our life from this place, it's everything is different, because you are not the pain anymore, and you are not to get rid of the pain. You are just to be on top of the pain, be in this being, and we all have this being. Enlightened people are no more than you guys. They are exactly the same thing, except they are looking at life from another point of view. And from that moment on, joys become, in a way, quieter, pains become quieter, and your experience of life become actually much more joyful, but a different joy, a state of permanent joy which doesn't depend on anything. That's what I wanted to share with you today.
Yeah, and Nate, thank you so much, Francois. That's so perfect. While you're talking, I'm thinking the future series can be called Return to the True Self, returning home to the true self.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about that as we move forward. Nadine, would you like to thank you for being so patient and listening so intently? I appreciate that. And would you like to close us out, Nadine, and invite the audience to go to our app and look for you and your beautiful meditation that is there that will help people become calmer and more at peace with where they are right now?
Yes, I'm very happy to do that. Thank you so much. Yes, it's the KS Media Group app, and there is so many people on there with so much information. So you download it, create your account, you can get access to everything. And there are all these podcasts on there. There's lots more podcasts as well, so tons of information. And you can journal in there. It's a private journal facility that you can use in there, which is very valuable. I know we've talked about that before. And also, there are lots of meditations on there. There's lots of ways you can connect, as we've talked about in previous episodes, Julie and Francois, about connecting with your calm self so that you can actually reach that beautiful inner child. There's lots of meditations on there and ways that you can do that too. So KS Media Group app, go and download it.
Yes, and thank you, everyone. Thank you for the beautiful conversation. As always, we are birthing a new humanity. We are living and co-creating heaven on earth. We are experiencing peace on earth, one heart at a time, one moment at a time, one birth at a time, one choice at a time. Thank you, everybody, for listening and tuning
in. Thank you.
Thank you both so much for inviting
Thank you.
Us.
Thank you.
Yes. And we'll see you again next time. Take care, everybody.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye now.
Bye.